You're listening to Consider This, episode 98, for February 23rd, 2015.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, this is your cordial host, Doug Payton, with one more episode of this newfangled technology we call podcasting. This is the Consider This podcast, where I talk conservative politics and culture in 10 minutes or less, so you can get on and listen to other podcasts, perhaps for the TV show Person of Interest, or Under the Dome, shows like that. And why, yes, I do happen to co-host shows about them as well. If you want links to those shows, as well as more information on this podcast, the website is considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. There you can comment on the show notes or email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. You can even leave me a voicemail message by calling 267-CALL-CT0. That's CT as in courageous tiger. More liberals who don't like liberal policies, and, well, more of everyone not liking them. Is that even grammatically correct? Well, I have no idea, but I do know that's coming up. I've started to receive contributions for the 100th episode, and by starting to receive, I mean one, from a very faithful listener. But whether you're faithful, faithless, new, or used, I want to highlight your voices on Show 100. Well, I'd like to highlight them anytime, but especially at this milestone. Okay, now I do have a backup plan if I need it, but even if I use it, I'd still use what contributions I do get. But I don't want to use it. I want to use you. Let me know how you're getting the conservative word out there, or why you listen to this show, or why you think I'm nuts. Whether you email it in, phone it in, or record it yourself and send it in, let me hear from you. Cornell University is an Ivy League school in the very liberal enclave of Ithaca, New York. Change comes slowly to the little town, centrally isolated in the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York. Now, you'd think that would describe a conservative enclave, but no, the town of Ithaca is as reliably liberal as they are set in their ways, wishing to preserve their town as it is for all time. But economic pressures have pushed to the fore in recent decades, and the cave people, as they are affectionately called, citizens against virtually everything, have been overcome to bring Ithaca economic development. I say that to say this. Politically, Ithaca is left-leaning to the point of falling over into Cayuga Lake. Barack Obama and his policies have loads of support there, but as I mentioned a few episodes back regarding Harvard University, that support tends to dissolve when they are affected personally by those policies. Students are going to be charged a fee for not buying health insurance from the college. It's slightly different than the Obamacare penalty, but it's only slightly. The idea that you are going to have to pay for not buying something is all of a sudden a bad thing when they have to do it. The $350 health fee for opting out of the school's insurance plan was announced in a memo school president David Scorton posted on Cornell's website last week, according to higher education blog The College Fix. But it is just setting in with the student body, and many attending the Ithaca, New York school are not pleased. Under the Affordable Care Act, students must have insurance, but making those already covered pay an extra fee to skip the school's plan is not sitting well. The announcement sent students into a fervor, leading to a series of rallies on campus and hashtag activism, with hashtag fight the fee trending on the social media website. Hey, the fee is for the good of society, the Cornell Society, and shouldn't those who can afford their own insurance also subsidize the services that all students can take advantage of? Nope. Not according to the students, who probably aren't personally paying for the insurance they do have, but most likely voted for Obama in droves. First Harvard professors, now Cornell students. Liberal policies are not sitting well in liberal academia. They vote to socialize more and more of our country, but don't want it for themselves. They keep saying, and apparently believing, that this will bring down costs. It doesn't, but they continue to believe it will the next time. Instead, our debt keeps getting higher and higher, and the liberal policy wonks barely ignore the consequences. They are, if nothing else, eternal optimists. That optimism is too expensive for the rest of us. As it turns out, however, the rest of America is also souring on Obamacare. Nancy Pelosi's infamous pronouncement that they had to pass the bill to find out what was in it has turned out to be bad advice for anyone, lawmaker and citizen alike. Here's a hint for the future. Understand what you're doing before you pass a bill. Heck, understand what you're doing before you run for Congress. And now that we know what's in the bill, turns out we don't like it. According to a Gallup poll, public approval of Obamacare dropped to a record low of 37% at the end of 2014. The latest Real Clear Politics average of polls shows that 51% of Americans oppose the law. I have to wonder what percentage of folks were all for it, sight unseen, when it was working its way through Congress. Looks like a case of buyer's remorse, like getting a snazzy new car and then the snazz wears off after a little while. Unfortunately, it appears that some people do more research into a car they're going to buy than into something their congressman is going to spend trillions of their money on. It hasn't been cheaper, and for more people, it hasn't been simpler either. 46% of Americans now describe health costs as a hardship, up from 36% in 2013. Businesses are finding it difficult, too. You know, those entities that provide jobs and, in most cases, insurance? 42% of small businesses report that they've experienced double-digit increases in the cost of healthcare in the past year. As a result, 37% of them have delayed investment, 26% have frozen or cut wages. Now, you might say that many businesses were faced with double-digit increases before Obamacare, and you'd be right. But the promised cost savings just have not materialized. We've been sold a bill of goods, but we couldn't, or wouldn't, read the bill until we'd bought it. President Pied Piper has so many people enchanted over the promises of free stuff or cost savings, but those who were paying attention knew that it was just a pipe dream. And now the president is playing the same tune, promising free community college. Have we learned our lesson, or are we going to be singing the same old song? This time it will really be free. This time there won't be any unintended consequences. This time we'll beat our head against the wall and it won't hurt. Well, this time I'd like to hear what you think. Call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. Let me know your thoughts on these issues or have your say for the 100th episode. To make it easy, I have SpeakPipe installed on the website. Click on the graphic and you can record right from your computer's microphone. Or click on the Google Voice graphic and it will call you. No long distance charges of any kind if you do it that way. And if you want more information on what I've discussed, there are links in the show notes to the articles I referenced. You can find them at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, as well as the show transcript and a place to comment with other listeners. Thanks so much for stopping by and taking the time to consider this.